We'll do Teresia Days first, if we had left out last time. Now, in this title, we're going to explain a drop of what there is to be explained. And it's a shame the next time that we learn it, we'll try to explain more, simply because what there is to be explained here is hard, very simple. Rabbi Nizal says, Ze bechinas mechoas kaf al kaf. He's talking about the concept of clapping hands during davening, or clapping hands bechal in serving Hashem. Rabbi Nizal says, by clapping hands, a person is zeicher to get to look at Hashem. Meaning, Rabbi Nizal says, ki tmunas Hashem, the form of Hashem. No, not looking at Hashem, looking at the tmuna. Tmuna means like a portrait, a picture of Hashem. Ki tmunas Hashem, haynu demyaynais, she'onu medamenaisai. This refers to the things that resemble Hashem, to which we compare Hashem, which means the midas of Hashem, the manner in which we address Hashem, although that certainly is not Hashem. Hashem is Ein Sof, Hashem is something that's indescribable. But this is the closest thing to Hashem which we're allowed to use to discuss Hashem. Meaning, Rachum, V'chamun, V'shar, Kinuyim, V'demyonai, Shonu Koraisai. Such as the terms Rachum, or Chamun, or other nicknames, or other likenesses, which we use to address Hashem, or to refer to Hashem. Kol Elu HaDemyonais, Gilu HaNevi'im. Rabbi Nizal says, all of these Demyonais were revealed to us by the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im were the ones who got to look at Hashem. Now the question is, did they get to actually look at Hashem? The answer is no. There's only one Navi, whoever really was zeichet to Utmunas Hashem Yabit, that was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu got to look at Hashem 100% clearly in what's called Aspaklaria HaMeira, whereas the other Nevi'im only got to look at Hashem in the form of Aspaklaria She'ena Meira. In other words, it's an image, but it's not a clear image. And Rabbeinu Zal uses that here, he uses the terminology Demyonais, that they got to look at Hashem, but not like Moshe Rabbeinu did. By Moshe Rabbeinu it said, Zeh HaDover Asher Tziva Hashem. He said, this is the item which Hashem commanded, whereas by them they said, Koy Omar Hashem, like this. In other words, they got to see a Demyon of Hashem, not actually Hashem. So Rabbi Nizal says that this whole concept of the Demyonais that we use to describe Hashem or to speak about Hashem, that's something that originated from the Nevi'im. Rabbi Nizal says, U'Nevi'im zebechinas diburei
hatfila. Can I ask a quick question? Is there really any way to use
Shemayim being a small thing? Yes. That's another example of where he was unique. He was on a much higher level than even regular tzaddik. Rabbi Nizal says, "Unevi'im heim bechinas dibur hatfila." The concept of nevi'im represents a concept of words of tefila. K'moi niv sfosayin. The words that come out of a person's mouth, we know the term that's used is niv sfosayin. Hashem creates the speech. Speech is called niv sfosayin, miloshin navi. Rabbi Nizal says, when we speak with our lips, these pictures of Hashem, these likenesses, Rachum, Vachanun, these are pictures of Hashem. Just like we said, the term Yud Kei Vav Kei is a picture of Hashem, Kaviyachol. What's the picture of Hashem, Kaviyachol? We know the human body is made up of a head and hands and a trunk and feet. Kaviyachol, this corresponds to Odom Ho'elyoin, who is also made up of a concept of a head. The Yud of Yud Kei Vav Kei Yud is round, like the head. The He stands for the five fingers on each hand. The Vav stands for the trunk of the body. The last He stands for the five toes on each foot. So we see Kaviyachol, not physically Chas V'Shalom, but Kaviyachol, a concept of a Tmuna by Hashem. So Rabbi Nizal says, when we speak out these temunos and demyonos, umechol bekapayim, and we clap our hands, azay niskayim biyad hanavim adame. Then we accomplish the pasuk. There's a pasuk written about the Nevi'im where Hashem said, within the hands of the Nevi'im, I will be likened. In other words, by the Nevi'im were the ones who presented an image of Hashem, a dimyon of Hashem. Note the wording that's used is Biyad HaNevi'im Adameh. Rabbi Nizal said Nevi'im stands for the Dibur. When a person, while speaking words of Tefillah, he hooks up his hands to the Dibur, he claps hands. That's this concept of Biyad Hanavim. The Adam refers to the Tefillah where we use these terms, these Dimyonos about Hashem, Keil Rachum, you know, all the different adjectives that we use. Rabbi Nizal says, Ki Anavim Heim Hadiburim. The Nevi'im symbolize the words. The Haknofayim Heim Yad Hanavim. The Hakapayim Heim Yad Hanavim. The hands which a person claps in Tefillah refer to the hands of the Nevi'im. Va'oz ha-dimyoin nizgala. That's what allows for this dimyoin to become revealed. Be'bechinas u'biyad ha-nevi'im adame, ve'nizkayim u'tmunas Hashem yabit. And the person is zeicha to get, in other words, once the dimyoin is revealed, then the person is zeicha to get to look at Hashem kaviyochel. We find by the Nevi'im that generally before, Rabbi Nizal brings us a different time of that before a Navi could hear any Nevuah, what did he have to do first? He had to be in Simcha. What's the word? Music. Rabbi Nizal brings the concept of in Torah Nun Vav, I think it was. Just a second. Nun Dalet. Mi Osaf Ruach Bechofnov, who gathered wind in his hands. And Rabbi Nizal used that to refer to the whole concept of music, which is separating the Ruach Taiva from the Ruach Ra, the good notes from the bad notes. And he said, Bedafka, that's done with the hands. It says by David HaMelech he would play music with his fingers, with his hands. And Rabbi Nizal brought over there that was the whole concept of Mi Osaf Ruach Bechofnov, referring to Ruach HaKadosh, to be Machnia v'Nedame, at the end of Torah Nun Dalet. If anybody will want to check it, the paragraph which begins Ula Hachnia Koyach HaMedame, and in that Torah at the end, he brings a whole explanation which is sort of the opposite of this. There he's talking about Atzvus Ruach, which you weaken through this ticking of the hands, the music, etc., etc. We find a whole big explanation about the Yodayim in that Torah. Rabbi Nizal says here that we know that Nevi'im, when they wanted to be Mamshech, this Ruach Nevuah on themselves, they had to have, just like by a Kayan, when he wants to be Mamshech, the Kedusha, the Shekhinah, where does it go? On the hands. So too by the Nevi'im, there was this Bechina that the Kedusha went on the hands, Biyad HaNevi'im Adame. And Rabbi Nizal says it's through the Yad HaNevi'im that this Medame is revealed, the Dimyona is about Hashem. In other words, the best manner in which we can get to look at Hashem is revealed through the Yad HaNevi'im. And Rabbi Nizal says Nevi'im is the meaning of Tefillah, so when a person uses the Yadayim in Tefillah also, he's zeicha to bring about a revelation of the Tumun of Hashem, how Hashem is Hashem revealed better. Period. Rabbi Nizal says now, Gam mechoas kaf zebechinas videi odo mitachas kanfehim. This concept of clapping hands is also a concept of what's mentioned in Yecheskel Anavi about the Malachim that he saw in the Mar Yecheskel. It says that the hands were under their wings. The hands were under their wings. There's an association between the hands and the wings. What do wings stand for? Rabbi Nizal says, Ki knofayim heim adiburim. Wings are a concept of dibur. Bedechinas ubal knofayim yagidavor. Who are the ones who go around chirping the most? The birds. Ubal knofayim, the masters of wings, yagidavor. They are the ones who give the most speech. So we note again a connection between the dibur and the knofayim. Vivide adam tachas knofayim, the clapping of the hands. The clapping of the hands during tefillah. Rabbi Nizal says, "Gam michlal hatefillah b'seich teres shebechsav v'teres shebalpeh." We know Rabbi Nizal said that the most important thing is to combine Torah and tefillah, because the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos quotes the pasuk, "Meisir oznei mishmei Torah, gam tefillah so teyeva." A person who doesn't study Torah, his tefillah is despised by Hashem. A person who shows disrespect to the Torah. So we see that the beauty of tefillah is when it's combined with Torah. Rabbi Nizal says that when a person claps hands during davening, he combines the power of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh into his tefillah. Why? Sheheim Shnei Yodayim. Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh are compared to the two hands of the person. Yad Koseves, V'yad Chosemes. there is this concept of Yad Kaisemes. Yad Kaisemes used in Kabbalah. Yad Kaisemes refers to the right hand Kaviyachol, which is an Indian of Chesed, which is an Indian of Torah Shebichsav, the Vav of Hashem's name. Whereas Yad Chaisemes, Chasima, Chaisam, refers to Malchus, closed, sealed, refers to Malchus, which is Din, which is the left hand. So these two hands, Yad Yemen and Yad Smol, which refer to Yad Chaisemes, Yad Chaisemes, refer to Torah Shebichsav. Yad Chaisemes is Torah Shebichsav. Yad Chaisemes, the Chaisam, on the Torah Shebichsav is the Torah Shebalpeh. That's the seal around it which protects it. The whole concept of the Chachomim was that they put a geder, osu siog la Torah. Another word for siog is chosam, a ring around it to protect it. That's this concept of Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh, which corresponds to the two hands, the right hand and the left hand. When a person claps his hands in tefillah, he's drawing on this power of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. He's bringing together Torah and Tefillah. Next. Rabbi Elazar says, Koyach HaDibur Bo Alidei Hiskashrus Tzadikim. The main Koyach HaDibur comes through Hiskashrus Tzadikim. Kemuvo, as is brought, Pe Iskarias Misitra Tzadik. That the reason why the mouth is called Pe is because it's associated with the concept of Tzadik. Tzadik is a need of Tikkun HaBris. What's the most important act of Tikkun HaBris that we have in life? The Bris Milah. Milah means words, peh. What is the main function of the mouth? It speaks words. It gives out milos. Milah means words. The word Milah is bigematria peh, showing that the peh, which is the Malchus, is dependent more than anything on the aside, on the tzaddik. A person draws the whole koyach hadibur from the tzaddik because the tzaddik is the aside. Malchus draws from the aside. Period.
Iskarias means called out, speaks from Pe.
It is called Pe. The reason why the mouth is called Pe is misitra de tzaddik, because it comes from tzaddik. In other words, it's hooked up to tzaddik, to aside. Where do we see the connection? The answer is tzaddik is a concept of bris milah. Milah is bigimatria peh. That's the remez. Why is peh called milah? Called, why is peh peh, 85? Because it's milah. Okay. Now just to touch for 2 seconds on a little bit, in other words, what's the connection? What's Rabbi Elazar talking about here? This whole concept of nevuah and everything. Rabbi Zal mentioned a few times that Nevuah comes from Netzach and Hoy, that we know, the whole concept of Mibein Shnei HaKruvim. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu got most of his Nevuah, Mibein Shnei HaKruvim, what were the Kruvim? They were baby faces, right? This concept of baby faces, which refers to the spheroids of Netzach and Hoy, which are called Bonim. If you recall, he once explained the three levels that are found within the spheroids. Netzach and Hoid, that lower area is called Bonin, children. Chesed Vur Teferes is called Avos, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, Chesed Vur Teferes. Above that, Keser Chochma Bina is called Sovin, grandparents, a concept of grandparents. Zokin, Zokin Mekdusha, that concept. Okay, so Netzach and Hoid are the place from where Nevuah comes. So the Sifrei Kabbalah bring that Netzach and Hoid are also a concept of Yesoid. We know that Yesoid is always an Indian of the Vav. Yesoid is always an Indian of Vav, correct? Now, where did the Nevuah come from? From Mibein Shnei HaKruvim. What was Mibein Shnei HaKruvim? The Luchais. The Oroin was Mibein Shnei HaKruvim. What was there? A Vav. A Vav was there. The Luchais were Orkon Vav, Rachbon Vav. That was found there. What are Netzach and Hoid? They're also a Vav, because the Tikkun HaZohar explains the legs, you'll note, are made up of three parts. Every single leg, the leg is three sections. Up to the knee, from the thigh up to the knee is section one, from the knee to the ankle is section two, and the ankle, the bottom part of the foot, is section three. Those are the three parts to the foot. Three parts of the foot on each foot. Is so Netzach and Hoid, which symbolize the 2 feet, are also an Indian of Avav, period. Netzach and Hoid are Avav, Yesod is Avav. The hands also are also a concept of Avav. The hands are also split out into three sections, three major sections. So we see the hands are an inyan of a vav, the two hands, the legs are an inyan of a vav, and Yisrael itself is an inyan of a vav. And this whole hashpah of nevuah, this whole hashpah of Torah, all comes through this inyan of mibein shnei hakruvim. The whole power of nevuah came from Netzach and Hoi, the two kruvim, which had the orein, which had the luchos, which was the inyan of the vav. That's why nevuah basically comes from the feet, which draw from the hands. That's the vav above it, because we said many, many times that Yisoid is called vav ze'era, Tiferes is called vav ravrava. Yisoid is the combination of the lower part of the body. Netzach Hoi Yisoid we refer to many times as Yisoid, period. Chesed Bor Tiferes, we refer to as Tiferes, period. This is the upper vav, this is the lower vav. There is a connection between the two, which means that where does this nevuah draw its original koyach from? What's the mokar of the koyach of nevuah? It comes from the upper part of the body. This is why Rabbi Zalman mentioned it, because it explains, the Gemara says, Chacham Adif Minavi. A Chacham is better than a Navi. Why? Because Navi, nevuah comes from Netzach and Hayim. Chacham is the Bechina of Tiferes. Tiferes is called Mo, Shem Mo. Chochmah is Koyach Mo, the power of Mo, which is Tiferes. Chochmah is Tiferes, Novi is Netzach and Hayim, draws to Netzach and Hayim. So Rabbi Elazar, this Torah is stressing the association, combining both, combining the hands, which are the Sheirish of where all of this power of Nevuah comes from, with Tefillah, which is sort of the result of Nevuah. Tefillah comes, Malchus comes from Netzach and Hayim. You hook that up to the hands, that adds a tremendous power to the tefillah. It either adds the power of Torah Shebatzav, Torah Shebalpeh, or it adds this power of Ubal Knofayim Yagidavo, or it adds this whole power of the Mokor from where Nevuah comes from. And we see an association between Nevuah and tefillah, this concept of Niv Sposayim. Tefillah many times is called Niv Sposayim, the movement of the lips.
This is tefillah as a result of Malchus and Hayim?
Tefillah is a concept of Malchus, which draws its sheirish from Netzach and Hayim. Yisrael is just called a kolel, sort of.
So what are you trying to show? The fact that we have tefillah together with hands? That's
hooking up these two divisions within the spheres. These are two divisions within the spheres, the upper vav with the lower vav.
And that upper vav you're referring to as Torah now also.
Exactly.
The upper makar of the Nevuah.
As Rabbi Elazar said a long time ago, Rabbi Elazar once told Rabbi Nosson Zal, he was telling about the power of learning Torah. So Rabbi Elazar said, you want to know what learning Torah does? We say Tikkun Abris is spectacular, phenomenal. Tikkun Abris is Yisoid, that's vav ze'era. Talmud Torah is Tiferes. It's higher than Tikkun Abris. That's how high the mitzvah of Lumina Torah is.
So as you're going both above Nevuah and below it.
Right. 100%. Okay. On this Torah, the Mephoshim bring that the Tikkun Yud Ches and Tikkun Zohar is a whole explanation of this, which is about 10-15 pages of Tikkun Zohar. So you could imagine how deep this Torah is. You know, it looks like a small little paragraph, and Rabbi Elazar is just saying 2-3 words, but the way in which he says it, he's containing within it everything that's found in that chapter of Tikkun Zohar. Okay, now we come to a different Torah, which is one of the very outstanding Torahs in the Likutei Moran.
One more question. When you say that the tefillah is the result of Nevuah, what do you exactly mean? Do you just mean it's the sphere below it? No, it's the Malchus, which is below Netzach HaYisrael.
Right. Just like after shot, Bris Mila, how does Mila fit in there? How has it literally touched that? Bris Mila.
That place is called, in other words, Yimel, the word Ma means to cut. Bayamahu Yimel Bisar Nasa, it will be removed. To be removed. This is the way Rav Elazar started the story. So this is the concept of clapping. The following is the concept of clapping. No. Ze Bechinas Mufas Kafel Kafelet. What? It's a strange way, sort of, that Rav Elazar starts off the story. Nisimen Reish. Ches, I think it's a Ches. Adkan, Loshmu Rabbein Azar. That from Torah Reish Ches, till here, these Torahs were the actual wording of Rabbein Azar. If you recall, many times Rabbein Azar would write over the Torah, and then Rabbein Azar would just look it over. Some Torahs, he was actually Zechad, Rabbein Azar told him to write over exactly the wording that he had in his notes, in Hebrew. That's these Torahs. Okay, Torah Resh Tesvav. We mentioned last time that this is one of the Torahs that Rabbeinu Zal said before he went towards Israel, but it was considered high enough to be included in the Likut HaMoran. It's very, very special. Rabbi Zal gave many, you know, in the time that I was there to be around, Rabbi Zal gave about 4 or 5 shiurim on Yom Tovim in different times that were related to this Torah. Rabbi Zal's Likut HaMoran is in a lot of places. Not just that, there are about 8 Torahs in the Likut HaMoran that are hooked into this Torah, as we'll show soon. All plugged in. This is the mocker for all of them. Rabbi Zal says that you should know Sheyesh Chof Dalid Minei Pidyonis, that there are 24 different kinds of Pidyon, redemption. Kiyesh Chof Dalid Botei Dinim, there are 24 courts in heaven, which is quoted in the Zohar Kodesh. The Zohar Kodesh says this, that there is this concept of 24 courts. And if you recall, Rabbi Zal once explained that what's the mukar for these Chof Dalet Botei Din? Where does Din originate from? Dina de Malchusa Dina. Din is Malchus. Din is Malchus. Dina de Malchus. Dina is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Hashem's name Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. 4 letters. Has a total of? 24 tzirufim. These are called the Chof Dalet Tzirufei Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. That's one form of these Chof Dalet Batei Dinim. Or it's referred to Hashem's name Elikim. Elikim is 5 letters, which has a total of 120 tzirufim. Each letter, each one of the 5 letters, is a bechina of 24 tzirufim. 24 times 5 is this 120. So it's either Chof Dalet Tzirufei Adni, that's one way it's referenced. That's why we have 24 hours in a day. The concept of Chof Dalet Shois, time is a Bechin of Tzimtzum. Shah is a Bechin of Tzimtzum, Din, 24 hours in a day. Wherever we find Din, a Magefa broke out among Bnei Israel. 24,000 Jews were killed in the Magefa by the story of Pinchas with Zimri ben Sari. The Talmid of Rabbi Akiva passed away, exactly 24,000. This number 24 is an outstanding number in reference to Din. What's the mocker of it? We said it comes from Malchus. Boruch Shem Kevoid Malchus Eliyolam Voed. That sentence has 24 letters. The 24 letters of Boruch Shem Kevoid Malchus Eliyolam Voed, that's the mocker for this whole Bechina of Din, this whole Bechina of Tzimtzum. Now Rabbi Nizal says, "Ukeneged kol bezn ubezn yesh pidyon miyuchad lahamtik hadin sheyesh shom." Corresponding to each and every one of the 24 batei dinim in Shemayim, there is a pidyon that relates to that specific bezn. Alkein, that's why lefa'omim einoy meil hapidyon shoysim. That's why there are times when a tzaddik, we're talking about a real tzaddik here, not baloney, real tzaddikim, who took pidyonos and they said special tefillos with different yichudim of Hashem's name, davening for a specific person, and yet it didn't help. Why? Rabbi Nizal says, ki loy kol echod v'echod yoidea kol achof dalet pidyonos. Because certainly not every tzaddik knows these 24 types of pidyon that exist. Va'afilu im yoidea oisom. Just a second. I feel like there is some. Eino oisa klum. The alkein kishen eino oisa hapidyon hamiyuchad lo oisa hadin. Ayudeze eino moyel. Rabbi Zal says number one. Not everybody knows the 24 pidyonos, and even if he does know, sometimes it doesn't accomplish anything. Why? Because he doesn't know which specific one is needed in this emergency situation. A person gets sick. Person's davening for parnosa. All of these items are the bechina of din that's on that person. The person is sick, he's in a state of tzimtzum. A person has any kind of chisarin, he's missing something, that's the bechina of tzimtzum. Whereas shefa is an idiot of mole, kois mole birkas Hashem, an idiot of shefa. So Rabbi Nizal says, that's why at times a person, if a tzaddik doesn't make the specific pidyon that's related to the specific din that exists at that time, that's why the pidyon at times doesn't help. Period. Rabbi Nizal says, ach da, you should know, sheyesh pidyon echod shekolel kol hachov dalet botei dinim. There does exist a certain kind of pidyon that combines within it The pidyon is traminit for all 24 courts. The yochel lahamtik kol hachav dalad bateidinim, and this pidyon has the power to sweeten any kind of judgment that came out of any of these 24 bate dozens. And for this pidyon to be able to do its job, it requires an ace rotzlin, a special time. Bechinas his galus metzach harotzlin, a concept of being able to reveal the sheirish of rotzlin. In other words, for metzach means the sheirish, the mokor, the origin of rotzlin. Kemai, for example, the Shabbos b'mincha, one of the best times for this hizgalus of the metzach haratzayin, or the hizgalus of the sheirish of ratzayin, is Shabbos at mincha. The bechinas, as we say, va'ani sefilosi lecho Hashem eis ratzayin. Tfila is another word for pidyon. In other words, all of these pidyonists that people brought money to a tzaddik, what was the main reason they brought the money? Is that the tzaddik should daven for them. He worded his tfila based on certain names of Hashem, etc., etc. But basically, pidyon, we're talking about a concept of tfila. A concept of tfila. Rabbi is also the time that's most mesudar for it is Shabbos at Mincha. Period. Ach, afilu hatzadikim. Lav kol echad yodeh azah pidyon. Rabban is also says, even among tzaddikim, you think every tzaddik knows this kind of special pidyon that's called l'ul choftal v'teidinim? No way. V'lei nimtzo kim chad b'doro sheyed azah pidyon. There is only found one tzaddik in every generation, in each generation, who knows this level of pidyon. A pidyon that's kolel all the different types, all the 24 courts. Now note, what are we talking about? We said that these items, in other words, all these tzoros, a bechin of tzimtzum, a bechin of din, a bechin of tzora. What's the opposite of this din? In other words, between Kohen Levi, among Kohen Levi Israel, which is the din, the din is the Levi. The Levi is the din of din. That's why he has to cut his hair with a razor, etc., etc. Who's the chesed that's mamtik the din? The Kohen. How? What power does Kohen have? We said that Levi is an union of Vikidashto is Halavim, which is an union of Din, whereas Kohen is Koisavorach Lois Bnei Israel. Kohen is Brocha. Brocha is an union of Hamtoka Sadinim. A person has a problem, he needs Parnassah, he needs this, he goes to a tzaddik for a Brocha. Din, the whole Kohel of Din is 24. Brocha is Koi Sevorach Hues Bnei Yisrael. Brocha is 25 letters of Brocha. Baruch Shem Kevayid Malchusa Eliyelam Ved is Din. The Hamtoka, that's the Levi. The Kohen is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The 25 letters of Shema Yisrael are Mamtik, the 24 letters of Baruch Shem Kevayid Malchusa Eliyelam Ved. And it's this combination of this 25 and this 24, which when combined give you 49, the kolel of which is 50, that's the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Shavuos is this concept of this ace rotzlein, this highest level of rotzlein possible, because on the 50th day is when the 25 is goyver over the 24. The 25 combines with is nichlal, kolel. 25 plus 24 with the kolel is this 50. This is what Rav Nosson brings in the Kotei Halachos. That's this whole concept. We said that the main kiddush of Shavuos, another word for this rotzlein, we're going to substitute the word of the emunah now, and you're going to see how it's going to fit into this term. Rotzlein is a very wacky kind of word. I'm going to substitute the word emunah, and you're going to see that it's going to fit into this Torah. It's going to fit into any other Torah I'm going to show you. Rabbeinu Zal mentions this word ratzayin about yamim tovim and everything. It's always a concept of emunah, as we're going to see in a minute. And Shema is the first sentence of Shema is bracha. Is a bracha, is kohen, baruch shem kohen malchusa, is levi. It's the 25 over the 24. That's why we say koi sevorach les bnei Yisrael. It refers to this concept of 25, which is bracha, which is emunah, chanukah. Chanukah was a time when chanu kaf hei. The Yidu was like to overcome yavon, which was apikursis. Apikursis, how? through Chaf Hei. They rested in the Madrega of Chaf Hei, which is the 25 letters that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Rav Brachos. Rav Brachos. Rav Nizal quotes that pasuk that the concept of bracha comes from Emuna. Rav Nizal always used to say, Bitachon, Ein Echel Alecho Yisrael. Which is tefillah. You have all these things to mind. Words interchangeably now, Ratzon and Emunah, and you're going to see how both are going to fit, both are identical, as is explained in the Likutei Halachos, as we're going to see soon.
By the lady washing the Kohen's hands.
Right.
What is accomplished over
there? Very simple. In other words, this is what Rav Nizal explains in the Likutei Halachos. What's the purpose? The concept of a Levi washing the Kohen's hands is the concept of the Tzadik Emes and his Talmidim. The word Levi is Miloshim V'nilvu Alecho. They attach themselves to you. They are Machnia themselves to you. The Tzadik Emes is the Bechim of Kisifse Kohen Yishnu Das V'Toyev Vakshmi Piyu. That's the Kohen. When a person kills, when a person murders somebody, who's the main one? B'Shege. Who's the main one upon whom his kapor is tolien? The Kohen. The Kohen Gadol. When the Kohen Gadol passes away, that's when he goes free from the Ari Miklat. Where does he run to? He runs to the Membe's Ari Halavim. It's always this concept of the Levi means v'nilvu elecho. Those who are nilvim to the tzaddik means attached to the tzaddik. The main way to be mamtik, the dinam of the Levi, is when the Levi is machnia himself to the Kohen. We mentioned in Lag Baimer that the Talmidim and the Tzadik are the Bechin of hair, right? We said that's why, you know, throughout the school we can't cut the hair, because the hair is the Bechin of Din. That's the Bechin of the Talmidim of a Rebbe. They are the Tzimtzumim of the Rebbe. The Rebbe himself is a concept of oyer. When he teaches a Talmud, he's bringing the Tzimtzum his oyer into this Keli, right? That's why the Levim Badafka had to be very careful about hair, to have as little hair as possible, right? But Kohen, Kohen is the simon of chesed. So when the Levi is machnia himself to the Kohen, the din, when we daven Shema Yisrael, what do? We throw the left hand in the garbage? No. We use the left and the right hand, we put the right on top of the left. By doing that, that in itself is an inyan of hamtokas hadin. Holding my hands this way, I'm being mamtik dinim. I'm showing that I want to be goyver via min over the small. When the Levi washes the hands of the Kohen, that's an inyan of hamtokas hadinim. He's being nechma. That's also what was Korach's main pegam. Korach was a Levi. If he would have been machmiah himself to Aharon HaKohen, there wouldn't have been any problem. His whole mistake was that he was jealous. In other words, he wanted to go up against Aharon. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu told him, Rav Lachen, you're crazy. You're going to hurt yourself. The whole beauty, your whole ticket is telling him. Your whole ticket is, if you can put yourself under him, you guys will have everything. You'll have that blessed level. It's going to be switched around. The Levi will become the Kohen. But for now, the Antokas Adin is telling him the Levi being nichna to the Kohen.
That ties into what we've learned about
that it'll
eventually be Baruch Hashem, and that'll be 25.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the Hamtokas of him. It's number 24, the first Adin. We always, as you're going to see in a minute, Shmad, above Shmad is the Tikkun for Shmad. Above Moshe is the Tikkun for Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu in his highest form, when he was Nisalik, went one level up. So generally, when you have this concept of bad, one above it is the tikkun. If you recall, he once said the word tzara. Tzara is the name of tzara. The tikkun for it, v'Hashem pokad es tzara. Again, the meaning of bonim, shefa, hamtokas adinim. Pokad are the letters above the tzara. As I wanted to mention in a minute, you have sa'er. The Arizal or the Zohar, I think it's the Zohar Kodesh, brings that sa'er is a word which stands for din, chometz, machmetzes, tamon chometz, tamon meis. Sa'er is tremendous din. So why? Because the shin is bigimatria of the miloy of Elikim. The aleph stands for the poshut of Elikim. In other words, the first letter of Elikim is the aleph. The aleph of Sa'er stands for regular Elikim. The shin is the miloy of Elikim. The resh is the achirayim of Elikim. Aleph, aleph lamed hey is bigimatria 200. So Sa'er is super din. What's the tikkun for Sa'er? The tikkun for Sa'er is one above Sa'er. Above Shin is Tuf, above Aleph is Beis, above Resh is Shin. Shabbos. Shabbos is the mokar of Ratzon. Shabbos is the mokar, because Shabbos is the mokar of Emunah. The Emunah of a Jew is Bechina Shabbos. The main way that a person shows faith in Hashem is Shabbos. That's this concept of the Ratzlin, that's Mamtik V'din. So you're going to see, in other words, on this Torah, the truth, in other words, infant me could sit for hours and say everything that we ever learn about the concept of Chesed and Din is all going to be based on this Torah, everything. And this Torah is the explanation for about five other Torahs. Rabbi Israel explains the whole side of Yom Tov, as we'll see soon. Let's continue. Rabbi Israel says now, "Chanai b'shazmun chanani tefilas l'chashem esrafzayim." Ach, afilu at tzadikim, he said, only one in a dayer knows it. Upa'omim, and at times, afilu kishazeh hatzadik oise pidyoin, even when this tzadik makes a pidyoin, afal pikein enoy moyil. Still, the pidyoin does not help for that specific item, and even that, I'm going to qualify in a minute. Why the zeh machmas ki gam lemalo te'evin ma'oid l'pinyon zeh? In heaven, there's also a bechina of ratzayin. They are sitting and yearning for this type of pinyon, for this type of bomb to come floating up. They're sitting and waiting for this kind of pinyon to come up. Because it's not on a constant basis that this kind of pidyon comes floating up to heaven, such a powerful, powerful nuclear package. Which is capable of blowing out all 24 courts in one zet, being mamtik all 24 courts in one shot. When this type of hamtaka comes floating up to heaven, there are times when a decision is made in heaven to use this pidyon for a different purpose completely. It's through this spectacular type of pidyon that's what creates gerim. Rabbi Nizal says, he calls man sheyesh akum ba'ilam, charei naf ba'ilam. We know that the Gemara says that as long as there's avodah zara in the world, there's charei naf in the world. Charei naf is synonymous with avodah zara. Ukishim amtik in adin, and when we're mamtik v'din, v'hacharei naf, and the anger, when we sweeten the kas, the charei naf of Hashem, nimta ko akum. We sweeten the power of avodah zara. What's the opposite of avodah zara? Emunah, Geirim, a concept where the Avodah Zarah itself becomes purified, where one who is Bechinas Avodah Zarah, a guy, becomes a Jew. We take the guy and make him into a Jew. V'zechoyo Avodas Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom Kol Yemei Chayo V'gam Liachar Moisoi. This was the greatest accomplishment of Moshe Rabbeinu during his lifetime and even after his passing. Ki Hishtadeh L'karev Ho'erev Rav. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's main reason for wanting to be Makarav the Erev Rav? Kedei Lasos Gerim. In order to bring forth Gerim, the Erev Rav were Egyptians. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted Bedafka to bring Gerim, the Gamba Moisai, and even in his passing, Nikbar Mul Beis Pa'er. He was buried right opposite Beis Pa'er, the Avodah Zarah. Why? Kedei Lahamti Ko'akum. In order to sweeten the Avodah Zarah, Kedei Sheyeh Nasin Gerim, to turn the Avodah Zarah into a Ger. Now note, over Beis Pa'er, how many Jews were killed? In the Magefa, because of Beis Pa'er, because of that Avodah Zarah, when the whole incident happened with the Midianite women, with the Znus, what took place there? The Gemara says the women told him, the women were made up beautifully and everything, so they got the men very excited, and right before they were about to commit Znus, they told them, bow down to this idol, and then we'll let you have us. That was the whole incident was called the incident of Beis Pa'er. That was the Avodah Zarah at that time. How many Jews died? 24,000 Jews died in the Magefa. Where is Moshe Rabbeinu buried? Right opposite this Avodah Zarah, which caused a destruction to 24,000 Jews. Note, we said that the 24 came from the letters of Elikim. Each letter of the name Elikim is Chav Dalet Zirufim. We said the Milui of the Achoraim of Elikim is Begimatria 1,000. That's why you have this concept 24,000. Where does the 1,000 originate from? The Achoraim of Elikim. Aleph Lamed Pei. And Aleph Lamed Pei, Ku, etc., etc. Be'alfin, I think it is Begimatria 1,000.
Oh, that's the Achoraim of the Milui, the whole thing.
Exactly. In other words, rather than Aleph being 1, then Aleph Lamed 31, making it 32, we do Aleph 111 plus Aleph Lamed 185 plus Aleph Lamed Keyud plus Aleph Lamed Keyud Mem, which is 300. So you can see it comes out to 1,000. You'll see when you add it up, it comes out to 1,000. That's this concept of 24,000. So now Rabbeinu Zal says, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was buried right opposite Beis Poer during, you know, at his passing. Why? Ki Yishalachav Erev Rav. Right. V'alkei Nistalek B'Shabbos B'Mincha. This is why Moshe Rabbeinu passed away B'Dafket Shabbos at Mincha time. She'oz Hu Eis Ratzlin. That's a time of tremendous Ratzlin. Kedei Lahamtik Kol Hachof Dalet Batei Dinim Kanal. That's a time when we're Mamtik all 24 Batei Dinim. Kedei Lasa is Gerim, in order to make Gerim. That's why most of the Tzadikim Amitiyim gave their Shiurim. Their most important Shiur was Shabbos at Mincha. Why? That's the main time for Kiruv Nefoshos, making Gerim, knocking out the Avodah Zarah out of each one of their Talmidim, and being Mekarev Nefoshos, the main time that's Mesudah, the main Ace Ratzlin, for this Hamtoka Sadin, this knocking out of the Avodah Zarah. In other words, what's the main limud of the Tzadik Emes? Atzosai Emuna. Atzosai Emuna, Pilosai Emes, we say in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The main Eitzah of the Tzadik is Emuna. That limud is done most at Shabbos at Mincha time. That's the highlight for the Tzadik teaching his shiurim, that kind of thing. Rabbeinu Zal says, Ki kol avodas Moshe lahamtik acharonav shelohakim l'ratzlin. The main avoda of Moshe Rabbeinu is to counter the Charei Naf that's generated by Avodah Zarah. Because, as the Rekech says, Moshe is Begematria Charei Naf. These are two equal opposing forces. Note, again, what was Moshe's main function? Emuna, knocking out the Avodah Zarah. The main function that Tzadik is to inject Emuna. Kol Mitzvaysecha Emuna, we said. The Alkane Moshe Oimed Bein Shmad L'Ratzlin. That's why the word Moshe numerically is 345, which is right in between 344, which is Shmad, and Ratzlin, which is 346. Note, what's the best word that you can use is the opposite of Shmad? Emuna. Shmad is the opposite of Emuna. Rabbeinu Zal says, Ki Mispar Moshe Hu Memutza Bein Mispar Shmad Mispar Ratzlin. Why? Ki Hu Oimed Tomed Lahamtik Hashmad Lahavchol Ratzlin Kanal. His main mission is to sweeten the Shmad and to convert it to Ratzlin. To take a goy who is stooped in Shmad and convert him, make him into a Ma'amin Bashem, which is the Bechina of Ratzlin, as we'll see soon. Rabbeinu Zal says, V'alkein Matzino B'Medrash. This is what we find in the Medrash. Rabbi Eliezer HaGodol Gier Gerim. The Medrash says that Rabbi Eliezer HaGodol was known for being Megayer Gerim. Rabbi Eliezer Ben Hurkanus, the Rebbe of Rabbi Akiva. Note, he was Mekar of Rabbi Akiva, who was Ben Gerim. Rabbeinu Zal says, V'zei Machmas Shohoya Gilgul Benoi Shel Moshe. That's because Rabbi Eliezer HaGodol was a Gilgul of the son of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Eliezer, the son of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki Olav Ne'amar, about him is written the Pasuk, V'shem Ho'echod Eliezer. Note, the Pasuk says by the sons of Moshe Rabbeinu, V'shem Ho'echod Gershon, then it should have said V'shem Hasheni Eliezer. It doesn't say that. It says V'shem Ho'echod Eliezer. Ho'echod means the special one. Which special one? The one whose name is listed first in Shas. V'shem Ho'echod is Rebbe Eliezer HaGodol, who's the first one listed in Shas. Echod means Godel, also Godel Shebekulom, the first, you know, the highest one. As is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah. The Alkein, B'Koyach Zeh, Gier Gerim, because his mokar was from Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what made it easier for him to be Megayer Gerim specifically, Rebbe Eliezer HaGodol. V'chein Yisroi, Machmas Shehoya Choisei Moshe, because Yisroi was the father-in-law of Moshe, Al Yidei Zeh Nizgayer. That was the whole key to his becoming Nizgayer. What was the key? The key was the fact that he was Mekusher to the one who was the exact opposite of Avodah Zarah. K'moshe Kosov, as the Pasuk says, Vayishma Yisroi Choisei Moshe. It says Yisroi heard the father-in-law of Moshe. Rav Elazar says, "Ki machmas shehayon chaysen Moshe." The fact that he was mekusha to Moshe Rabbeinu, related to Moshe Rabbeinu, ze goram leisha shomav in his sky. That made it that he heard. In other words, this miracle happened. Everybody heard. What made his hearing differently when he heard about these miracles that had such an effect on him? The fact that he was mechubar to Moshe Rabbeinu, his attachment to Moshe Rabbeinu set him up for the kill. He spoke to him and spoke to him, so that when suddenly he heard about these miracles, that was the thing that pushed him right over into the Kedusha. He fell into the sack of Kedusha. Ki kol avodas Moshe b'chayov v'achshov li'achar Moshe hu rak la'asos gerim. Because the main avoda of Moshe Rabbeinu during his lifetime and after his passing is this concept of hamtokas hadinim, which is accomplished in its highest form by being megayer gerim. That's the highest form possible of this hamtokas hadinim. Now note a very, very interesting thing. We say that in Kedusha there is this Metzach HaRatzon. That's called the Sheirish of Ratzon, which is the highest level of Kedusha. What's the opposite of this in Tumah? You have Chometz. Chometz is the opposite of this Metzach HaRatzon. Chometz is an Indian of Din, we mentioned. Se'er. Another word for Chometz is Se'er, which is super, super Din. That's why Chometz is forbidden on Pesach, because Chometz is an Indian of Din, harshness. And on Pesach Bedafka, we're very, very careful. We're not capable of being Mesakin, being Mamtik the Din completely. Why? Because the Yidden were taken out of Mitzrayim on Pesach. That was a tremendous accomplishment. How many tzaddikim participated in the Yidden coming out of Mitzrayim? Two. Moshe Rabbeinu and Yosef HaTzadik. Moshe Rabbeinu and the bones of Yosef HaTzadik, those two items got the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. Yeshua didn't get the Jews out of Egypt. It was Moshe Rabbeinu.
Didn't he help Moshe Rabbeinu?
Not in getting the Jews out of Mitzrayim. No, neither. I'm saying Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who did it, and it says Vayikach Moshe es atzmoy seisefimoy. Him carrying the bones of Yosef HaTzadik, that's what got the Jews out of Mitzrayim. Just a second. You must mention something about that. Right. The fact that how did the Jews get taken out of Mitzrayim? What was the nuclear bomb that was dropped on Mitzrayim that got the Jews out? The ten makos. Dom, Sardea, Kine, Moray. Those ten makos, which are Bigimatria, we said the Rosh Hashanah are Bigimatria 501. Ace Asher his Halalti b'Mitzrayim. Remember? I left at Mitzrayim with my Asher. Asher is Bigimatria, the Rosh Hashanah of the ten plagues. Moshe Yosef is Bigimatria, this 501. It was their combined Koyach that dropped this big hydrogen bomb on Mitzrayim and blew it out of the water. The Yidden were able to get out. But since it was only Moshe and Yosef, this is all explained in the Kotei Halachos, so it was tremendously powerful, but it was not powerful enough to smash, to knock out this Metzach HaNochosh, this Chometz, this powerful din. That's why on Pesach we have to dafka be careful to eat matzah. When are we zeche to have dafka Chometz used for the Kedusha? On Shavuos. Because what is Shavuos? Shavuos is the main attraction of these three tzaddikim. Shavuos is David HaMelech, who is the final one, the third one of this trio, Moshe Yosef David. David HaMelech was born and died on Shavuos. Shavuos is, you know, David HaMelech. That's why on Shavuos, the carbon that we bring is Dafka Chometz. The Shtei HaLechem that was brought on Shavuos had to be from Chometz. Because that's when we know that we definitely can be Mamtik the Din completely. Because this combination of Moshe, Yosef, David, that's the Emuna Bishleimus. Why? Because those three combined are Bigimatria Tefillah, which we said that's the Ikarot Vani Tefilosi. L'cho Hashem Eis Rotzoin. That's what could knock out this Chometz, this Metzach HaNochosh completely. That's why then, with the koyach of David HaMelech, he's the main one who helps to knock out the koyach of the chometz, the apikursis, the avodah zara, because he was the main one whose avodah was tefillah, emunah. Dovra melech is tehillim, which is the emunah. That's the avoid of the anoshim pshutim, the union of emunah nashim. And Rav Moses says the Sifrei Kabbalah will bring a remez to this. The Gemara says in the beginning of Masechta Pesachim, Oyer la'arba osor, Beit kines ha'chometz to'er ha'ner. When are we zeicha to get rid of the chometz? What's the main koyach that we need to get rid of the chometz? The light of arba osor. Arba osor is 14. 14 is begimakriya David. It's the light of David HaMelech. That's the final tikkun for chometz. When his he'ola shines on Shavuos, then you'll see the chometz come through with flying colors, no problems. Which explains what we have once said, that chometz is the need of keser. You recall? We said keser is the need of waiting. Matzah means that you make it fast. You gotta rush to make it. You gotta beat the clock. 18 minutes. Chometz is no beating the clock. Chometz is the need of hamtona, waiting. Wait. In other words, it gets sour, it waits. Matzah is bigamatria of sun. Chometz is above that, the level above that, which is keser, which is Shavuos. That's why Shavuos night bedafka, because Shavuos bedafka, they brought the Ishtei Alach, which was the
meaning
of...
No.
I said that keser is the meaning of waiting. Katar li zer vacha, wait for me. Chometz is something that you wait for the dough to rise. You wait for it to rise. That's the tune of keser, that's the tune of Shavuos. This is literally a droplet of a droplet of a droplet of a droplet on this Torah. But Nachman Shigarinzal, on this Torah, he just shoots out little bullets. You know, he just gives you pages to look up, page numbers, and there's a record, every place, wherever you want. Any Torah that could run is channeled into this. It's all based on this concept of the tzaddik being mamtik dinim, this power of Kayin versus Levi. You see how the whole Torah can be explained with this one chapter of the Quran, Pesach, all the other Torah and everything. Maybe next week, if it's a show, we'll show that other Torah. Rabbi Nezal says that what's the main time of his galus harotzlin? When do we use this term rotzlin throughout the tefillah on Yom Tov, Pesach, we use this term rotzlin a lot then. Why? Because every single Yom Tov has miracles. Attract. What brings out rotzlin? What brings out emunah in people more than anything? When a person sees a miracle, that increases his emunah. That's called mikra kodesh. Let me just look up for a second the wording that Rabbi Nezal uses to prove that it's rotzlin. Mikra Kodesh, Rabbi Nezal says. Mikra means to call out. It calls out the Ratzon. Because on Yom Tov, we see that Hashem, in other words, there's two words. There's Teva. Teva means that everything is bound by nature. In other words, that Hashem, because Teva seems to imply that Hashem can't really do what he wants, sort of. Teva means I'm locked into a pattern. Ratzon means I do whatever I want, that kind of thing. So Teva is the meaning of apikorsis. Ratzon is emuna. In other words, that we believe that everything hakol is beretzonoi. Everything is according to whatever Hashem wants, that's what he does. He's not locked into any kind of pattern, any kind of set pattern at all. You note over there, he's using these two words interchangeably. The apikorsis, the nachosh, versus emuna. The opposite of nachosh is the singing of emuna, which he calls ratzlin. And he says, why bedafka on Yom Tov? Because each Yom Tov has a miracle associated with it. Pesach, the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shavuos, the miracles that took place at Mount Torah. You find miracle there. They heard the sights, you know, etc., etc. Sukkos, the miracle that they were protected by the Anani HaKavod, you know, etc., etc. And Rabbi Nezal Mat Torah brings, that's the whole concept of David HaMelech versus Goliath. David HaMelech was the one who was able to bring this highest testosterone. Goliath, his main thing was to knock out the Emunah of the Jews. He wanted to knock out the Kriya Shema. Who went up against him? David HaMelech. Because David HaMelech is the final, is the cap on this trio. He's the most significant one out of these three Moshe, Yisrael, David. He's the one who, when he plugs in, that's what gives them this power of Shabbos at Mincha, where they can wipe out any kind of din whatsoever. Oh, should be zeicha. That's the whole concept of the coming of... Oh, I wrote down a Gemara that we say, Ritzaini, in other words, a person in his spirit, we're going to finish in one second. In his spirit, we say, Ritzaini, the Gemara says in Brachas, that one of the Tanoim, how did he daven to Hashem? He used to say to Hashem, Ritzaini, la'asais Ritzainecha. Hashem, I want to do what you want me to do. It's only that sourness in my heart that's holding me back. melt, flare, din, simsum. We said din is always simsum, constriction. That's the ma'akev. That's what's holding me back from getting to Hashem. What's the opposite of that? Ritzuni lasus ritzunicha. The opposite of se'or is ritzayim. The main thing that the sotel, the Yetzirah, tries to inject into a person is kfira, apikorsis, lack of emunah, lack of hispanidus. We fight him with ritzun, with this meaning of ritzun, that we want to serve Hashem. And the most powerful weapon is, no matter how many sins he gets us to do, he can't rob me of my ritzun. No matter how bad I am, Hashem, I want to be good. And that's the highest level of kiddushin.
It's the same word sometimes they say, means sour. Sometimes it means from house or from the
inner. Har seir.
No, that's a different word. I mentioned in the beginning. The
seir of Pesach. Sarah's hair. I recall in one place in the Halachas, Rav Nosson associates that concept, Har Seir, with these Sarah's din.
When you mentioned also the fellow Kim, the Shin Al Fresh,
right.
You're referring to sour here?
Sour, sourdough, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Exactly. Visiting him for what? What's the main function of a Rebbe? What's the definition?
Rebbe teaches a woman.
All tied in.
This is also tied into which is an unsure special. Shoma and his Gaia.
Shmia. That Shmia, listening, is the main concept of Emunah. Emunah's Chachamim is with the ears. Vayishma Yisroi Kayim Medyoim. When it says he became a Mamin, it was Vayish, not Vayar. He saw. When he accepted Emunah's Chachamim, it's his Kesher to Moshe Rabbeinu that got him all, that got him to convert. That's what Rabbeinu emphasized in this Talmud. And in other words, this is why I keep stressing that the more we're going to be zeichet to learn Rabbeinu Zal's Sforim and the Sifrei Kabbalah, the greatness of these Sforim is in showing the Achdus of Hashem. What does that term mean? What does Achdus of Hashem mean? What do you mean Hashem is not three? The answer is that Hashem is one means that if we say the Hashem is one, the Torah is one, the Jews are one, it means that understanding the oneness of Hashem means understanding the oneness of the Torah. How every single thing in the Torah plugs into each other. We can show how this is Bechinas this, everything ties into each other, a million percent. And the more a person knows, that's the highest form of Limud in Torah, because that's what gives a person the most Emunah in Hashem. You hear these Chidushim, you begin to see that religion isn't what they taught you in elementary school or in high school. It's so much deeper than those Rabbeim could ever imagine. That a person understands that it's so deep, you understand that if the Torah says to do something that you don't understand, don't be an idiot. You don't understand it. That doesn't mean there's no reason. Just because you don't understand why they said to put on white tits or black film, but who cares what you want? Who are you? You're not the smartest thing that was ever created. The Torah is much smarter than you. And it's these kind of chidushim that put us in our place where you begin to see, wow, I thought I learned about Pesach. After all the shiurim about Shavuos, we thought we knew something, suddenly zeroed out again. We knew nothing. We came to this, we found out that there's billions of things we don't know. And again, that's the main limur of that tzaddik emes, atzosai emunah pe'ulasai emes. This concept of chokhmah so emes, kabbalah, emes ve'emunah chokhmah. A person who learns that, that's what increases the emunah more than anything. Well, I wish we should be to learn the right... Learn these forim that are based, not that this is kabbalah, but these forim are based on the sifrei kabbalah. They have that super emes in them. That's what makes them be so inspirational towards being religious. We should be zeichet to see the hizgalus of Dovid HaMelech, specifically Moshiach, who now we understand better what his function is. Until the hizgalus of Moshiach, everything is incomplete. You have Moshe Yosef, it's fabulous, but it's not enough to knock out the chametz. It's when Dovid HaMelech comes, he's going to be the tikkun of the Keser Malchus. He's the Melech, the Keser. That's going to be the final ticket when everything, all din will be nimta completely. He's the combination of what Moshe Yosef David is, Rabbi Nachman ben Feiva, because again, he had all three attributes. Tikkun HaBris, the Tikkun HaKlali of Yosef HaTzadik, Moshe, the Chochma, the Seichel, look at it. And David, the Tefillah, his spirit is smart. Rabbi Nachman said, I'm going to combine the Torah, the Mitznag, the Tefillah, the Chassid, and with Tikkun HaBris, he was the one tzaddik ever who was zeichet to reveal the Asar Amin and Gimel, the highest item in Tikkun HaBris conceivable. Shmuel person just thinks about that, how lucky we are that we're the only people in the world who are willing to accept this stigma on ourselves. We're known as the Breslover, with all the cute things that are associated with it, which you picture our Rebbe, that meek, mild-mannered looking man, who all of us know how much smarter this person was than the majority of the world. You picture, in other words, by me, I remember again, when I was first coming around to Breslov, once I got to know Rebbe's Zal, like after the first half a year, 99.999% of my emunah in Breslov or in Torah, in other words, my reason for putting on tzitzis in the morning, which when I was going to TA at that time, things was just bechlal, religion was starting to become cheaper by me. Now it became important to me. Why? You know why? Because he did it. In other words, for no other reason, I saw how smart this person was. He was like millions of times smarter than me, and I started seeing how much smarter he was than anything I had ever seen. Rebbe's in yeshiva, tzaddik, you know, I had gone to other shiurim. I had been to Chabad, I had been to other places. I saw, it's not that they're jokers, we're talking about tzaddikim who say Torah, but it seemed, la'aniyas daiti, that he seemed superior, smarter. And if he, with his tremendous brains, puts on scissors, or goes to the mikveh, Erev Shabbos, and I wasn't doing it till then, well, if he's doing it, I think I better start doing it, period. Because again, if it weren't something, if intelligence would dictate not to do it, he wouldn't be doing it. If he's doing it and it looks dumb, like, what's going to the water, going to my bathtub and it'll clean me.